Expanding Access to Legal Services in Alberta through e-learning. The research report prepared by Professor Mohammed Ali, Assistant Professor Dale Deterst, and Associate Professor Archie Zariski, Athabasca University, assisted by Patricia Martin, consultant for the Alberta Law Foundation, November 2012. To Expanding Access to Legal Services in Alberta through e-learning. Professor Mohammed Ali, Assistant Professor Dale Deterst, Associate Professor Archie Zariski, Athabasca University, assisted by Patricia Martin, consultant. Report to the Alberta Law Foundation. Contents: Executive Summary, Acknowledgements, Introduction, Literature Review and Recent Developments, Methodology, Results, Discussion, Conclusions, Recommendations, References, Appendices. Appendix 1, Statistical Summary of Survey Responses. Appendix 2, Methodological Issues and Solutions. Appendix 3, Legal Information Resource Sheet. Executive Summary: The central focus of this project was to develop recommendations to the Alberta Law Foundation based upon three objectives. 1. To conduct a needs assessment to determine unmet demand for legal services in rural, remote, and Aboriginal communities in northern Alberta. 2. To identify the information and communication technology ICT infrastructure available to assist with delivering such services and the capabilities and interest of northern Albertans to use the available infrastructure. And 3. To investigate how unmet demand can be responded to through targeted legal education and legal service delivery, particularly through e-learning. Information was obtained from focus groups, town hall meetings, and online and written questionnaires in culturally and geographically diverse communities located throughout the four judicial districts in northern Alberta. The study attempted to attain a balance of perspectives by contacting both rural and urban participants in diverse communities, approximately half of which were primarily indigenous communities. However, the Survey 3 was not conducted through random sampling of the representative proportion of northern Alberta residents, so these results cannot be extrapolated to the wider community. They should be read as merely a snapshot of the experiences and preferences of the residents who responded. The study parallels similar studies conducted in other Canadian jurisdictions and internationally. Results and themes from these external studies are discussed in the literature review and are then connected back to the data collected in this study. The report discusses Northern Albertans' access to technology, their familiarity with various technologies and the frequency with which they use them, the percentage of participants who had encountered legal problems and whether they were able to obtain legal assistance, deal with matters on their own, or simply chose to do nothing, barriers for those who wanted to obtain legal assistance but could not obtain it, and the preferred methods for obtaining legal assistance, i.e. face-to-face, by telephone, email, Skype or through other internet technologies. The report concludes with 13 recommendations directed towards raising legal awareness and empowerment of the public, the development of a one-stop public advice network to address both emergency and non-emergency legal advice and assistance, which would provide cross-professional information and access to all legal service providers, connecting these services through the Alberta SuperNet and employing a range of technologies including toll-free numbers, Skype and other emerging mobile and communications technology. The need for a concerted advertising campaign directed at increasing awareness of the one-stop network, including an ongoing series of justice community visits and talks by judges, lawyers, law students and other related justice professionals, internet-facilitated peer-to-peer education and cross-professional support and training, and the expansion of clinical law programs and continuing professional development programs directed towards building lawyers' capacity and interest in conducting legal practice in northern Alberta or through virtual law offices. Acknowledgements: We thank the Alberta Law Foundation for its financial support of this project and the guidance and encouragement of its staff. The researchers acknowledge the cooperation and assistance of the following groups and persons in conducting this project: Woodland Cree Nation, Kerdog Lake Health Services, Portage College, Public Legal Education Department, Cold Lake, Kikino Métis Settlement Council, Multi-Agency Partnership on Justice, Cold Lake and Area, Nistawayu Friendship Center, Fort McMurray, Keano College and Suncor Limited Bob Lamb Center, Fort McMurray, Northern Lakes College, Peace River Campus, High Level Town Administration, Little Red River Cree Nation Administration, Saddle Lake Cree Nation Restorative Justice and Boys and Girls Group, Cold Lake Municipal Administration. Introduction: Athabasca University proposed to the Alberta Law Foundation ALF to investigate the use of e-learning to deliver legal services to Albertans. The proposal was accepted and funds were granted to conduct research focused on the situation of Northern Albertans. This research built upon a project which mapped the legal services available to Albertans Canadian Forum on Civil Justice 2012. That investigation principally surveyed providers of four legal services, while the present study targeted members of the public and community leaders as consumers of legal services. Our objectives were to investigate the needs of Northern Albertans for legal services, ascertain the ICT infrastructure available to assist with delivering such services, investigate the capabilities of Northern Albertans to make use of such infrastructure, consider the possibilities of e-learning to assist with legal service delivery, formulate recommendations to ALF based upon these findings, literature review and recent developments, legal needs and legal awareness. The incidence of problems with the legal dimension experienced by members of the public has been investigated over several decades in numerous jurisdictions. Research in this area has usually taken the form of surveys conducted orally or in writing with target groups ranging from whole populations, pleasants et al. 2000 for seats. Department of Justice 2008 to those with low or moderate income, Barton et al. 2004, and sometimes to specific groups within society such as Aboriginal Persons Law 2005, residents of disadvantaged geographical areas, Coulmerlos et al. 2006, Reed and Malcolmson 2008, or small and medium-sized businesses, Department of Justice 2008. Although the figures vary, all of these surveys have found significant numbers of the target populations have experienced problems with the legal element over the recent past, usually from 1 to 3 years. Percentages of respondents reporting one or more such problems ranged from a high of 83% Legal Services Society 2008 to a minimum of 23% Jen and Patterson 1999, and these substantial numbers remain persistent over time and across jurisdictions from Australia, Coomerlos et al. 2006 to Hong Kong Department of Justice 2008, Canada Legal Services Society 2008, Sawson 2010, the United Kingdom Pleasance et al. 2011, and the United States Barton et al. 2004. Several themes concerning perceived and unperceived legal needs emerge from this body of research. Law is perceived differently, and the degree of legal awareness varies amongst different sectors of society. Some disadvantaged or socially excluded members of society experience law as a pervasive force that confronts them at every turn, as embodied in government assistance programs and bureaucracies, Surratt 1990, Cowan 2004, or as represented by the police and the criminal legal system. People in such circumstances may be aware of the relevance of legal assistance but are often not capable of benefiting from it optimally due to the unfamiliar legal language and procedural intricacies involved. MCE Bound 2009 and Egler 2010 note the need of people for assistance in administrative matters that rarely make it to court. It has also been observed that many people who are arrested do not know of their right to remain silent, and do not appreciate the adverse and continuing consequences of pleading guilty. Curry 2004. Curry Study 2004:201 documented common mistakes of persons accused of crime that could form the basis of education efforts. Similarly, most people accessing government assistance or support programs in Canada are probably not aware of their rights to fundamental justice and fairness. 5. When decisions are made that affect them. Canada Attorney General v. Murphy 2011, Canada Attorney General v. PHS Community Services 2011. Many people experience legally related problems which they do not perceive as legal ones. Others in society experience many justiciable problems without recognizing that they may have civil legal rights and remedies in relation to them, and that they could benefit from legal assistance. Problems in this category range from landlord and tenant disputes to loss of employment and debt issues. People experiencing these problems often conclude that nothing can be done to help them. Pleasance et al. 2004b 224, Scotland 2010, and they therefore don't seek assistance of any kind. McDonnell 2005 minutes and 29 seconds puts the issue this way: for many people, it is exactly the characterization of a problem as a legal problem that is the most important barrier to access. Legal problems often lead to non-legal ones. Legal problems often result in adverse mental and physical health conditions, and all of these acting together can cascade into a complex of interrelated legal, health and social problems such as homelessness and criminality. Causes 2005, LSS 2008, Pleasance et al. 2009. This finding highlights the need of legal service providers to be aware of the importance of other human services for the long-term well-being of their clients and how those services may be accessed. Reed and Malcolmson, 2008 minutes and 10 seconds. Non-legal problems often lead to legal ones. The reverse effect has also been observed in situations where ill health or injury may lead to legal problems such as loss of a job, which in turn trigger other more serious problems such as bankruptcy or removal of children. Such triggered problems include divorce, loss of employment, and disability. Please and see et al. 2004b:222, Sossin 2010, Please and see et al. 2011. This finding indicates that human services providers should also be aware of the possible legal needs of their clients. Coulmerlos et al. 2006:225. Legal problems of different kinds often come together. Distinct clusters of legal problems have been observed centered around family and divorce, health and injury, homelessness and police involvement, money, debt and housing. Please and see et al. 2004a:319-320. Coulmerlos et al. 2006. These findings should be viewed in the context of the provision of legal services, which are usually focused on single issues, resulting in a patchwork of legal assistance opportunities rather than perhaps a more effective, holistic or joined up approach to clustered or associated problems. Please and see et al. 2004a:326. Buck et al. 2005. Coulmerlos et al. 2006. Sossin 2010. Many people with legal problems don't seek any help. Large numbers of people experiencing problems with a legal dimension do not seek help of any kind and either try to do something themselves, or simply ignore the problem. For instance, the percentage of self-helpers in the United States has been found to range from 30% Barton et al. 2004 to 40% USA 1994. An Australian Six study found 16% of respondents handled things on their own. The same study found 33% of people experiencing a problem did nothing. In Hong Kong, researchers found that 46% of people with a serious problem didn't plan to do anything or did not know what to do. Hong Kong 2008. In British Columbia, it was found that 67% of people with a consumer problem and 58% of those with money or debt issues handled them on their own, while 47% of respondents reporting a discrimination problem and 36% with housing issues took no action, although some of those believed it wasn't serious enough to warrant any action. LSS 2008. A survey in Washington state found that nearly half of all low-income people with a legal problem did not seek legal assistance because they did not know that there were laws to protect them or that relief could be obtained from the justice system. Task Force as quoted in MCE Down 2009-8. The recent survey in the United Kingdom found that less than 10% of potentially justiciable problems reported were considered by the respondents to be legal in nature. Please and see et al. 2011. Most people with some types of legal problems seek legal help. In some problem areas, legal assistance is widely understood to be appropriate and advisable. Kritzer 2010, Legal Services Research Center 2011. These include divorce, accidental personal injuries, criminal or quasi-criminal charges, and wills or estates. American Bar Association 1994, Buck et al. 2004, Scotland 2010, Eisenberg 2010. The legal awareness of the public appears to be higher in relation to problems involving these areas of law. In other important legal situations such as accessing government programs and services, the realm of administrative law and disputes over housing, employment, consumer products and services such as credit governed largely by contract law, public legal awareness is lacking. American Bar Association 1994. On the other hand, it has been found that in some important areas of law such as the rights of cohabiting persons, the public is legally aware but seriously misinformed. Pleasance and Balmer 2012. Lawyers are often not the first choice for legal help. Most of the studies reviewed find that when people do seek assistance, they turn first to family and friends who may refer them on to other sources of help such as lawyers. American Bar Association 1994, Barton et al. 2004 minutes and 29 seconds, Department of Justice 2008. Aboriginal Cultural Traditions and Preferences. Reed and Malcolmson 2008:91. And the experiences of some immigrants may inhibit some people in seeking help from what are seen as official sources. Please and see et al. 2004B:218. This finding shows the value of legal assistance that is clearly independent of government and is community-centered. The phenomenon of referral fatigue has also been documented, which deters advice seekers from following a chain of referrals. Please and see et al. 2004C. This finding highlights the advantage of one-stop shops for generalist and specialist legal and related advice. Sawson 2010. Legal literacy and health literacy. Originally, the term legal literacy was used to refer to an aspect of professional legal education. To be legally literate meant that you were capable of reading and writing the legal arguments, brief, opinions, judgments and legislation that contribute to the body of law. This is a literal definition of legal literacy as being literate in the law. Used in this sense, legal literacy is primarily a concern of legal writing programs in law schools that teach students to think and communicate like lawyers. 7. Later, the broader meaning of legal literacy became more common as a result of two different approaches to the concept. One approach considers legal literacy as a capacity spread along the continuum, with lawyers and judges at one end and relatively incapable laypersons at the other. This approach was adopted by the legal scholar White, who considered legal literacy to mean that degree of competence in legal discourse required for meaningful and active life in our increasingly legalistic and litigious culture. White 1983:144. Another legal writer describes legal literacy as a spectrum of functional skills related to the conduct of litigation. Bilder 1999:51. According to the continuum approach, a certain degree of legal literacy is required for effective participation in modern society, but it is not necessary for the average citizen to reach the professional standard of thinking and writing like a lawyer. The other recent approach to the meaning of legal literacy is to consider it as a metaphor. According to this view, the term is intended to suggest some parallels between the institution of the law and a system of language to be mastered, knowledge gained and understanding achieved. Manley Kazimier, Mike Lee, Wanda M. Cassidy, and Suzanne D. Castle 1986:47. These authors suggest that the term legal literacy can also function as a model for educators who seek to promote such literacy. Proponents of legal literacy may thus look to the teaching of language for guidance. Both approaches lead to a broader conception of legal literacy that extends beyond the profession of law and into the community. Numerous broad definitions of legal literacy have been advanced. Some are: full legal literacy goes beyond the development of a basic legal competence and implies the acquisition of knowledge, understanding and critical judgment about the substance of law, legal process and legal resources, enabling and encouraging the utilization of capacities in practice. Manley Kazimier, Mike Lee, Wanda M. Cassidy, and Suzanne D. Castle 1986:90. Emphasis in original: the ability to make critical judgments about the substance of the law, the legal process, and available legal resources, and to effectively utilize the legal system and articulate strategies to improve it. American Bar Association, Commission on Public Understanding About the Law 1989:5. The ability to understand words used in a legal context, to draw conclusions from them, and then to use those conclusions to take action. Canadian Bar Association 1992:23. Legal literacy is a process of self and social empowerment that moves women not only to activate the rights they do have, but to redefine and reshape the inadequate ones as expressed in law and in practice. Hiss on 1994:70. Common to these definitions is an emphasis on the ability to take appropriate action in response to problems involving the law. It is understood such action may sometimes be critical of, and challenging to, the legal system. It has been observed that efforts to increase the public's legal literacy have lagged behind those in other social domains such as financial literacy and capability, consumer literacy, and health literacy. Stein and Cook 2005:171, Buck et al. 2008. Health literacy seems to offer a good comparison with legal literacy because health literacy efforts also confront the problems of complex and technical information, and arcane jargon, and the need to involve the public actively in achieving healthy lives and living conditions. These obstacles and challenges are mirrored in law. Advances in health literacy and promotion should be looked at as guides to similar work in the legal field directed to improving access to justice and legal services. Recent elaborations of the concept of health literacy go beyond the capacity to read and understand medical information. Nut Beam 2000 suggests that it entails three levels of ability: the functional level of knowledge acquisition and understanding, the interactive 8 level involving the development of personal capacity to act independently in the health area, and the critical level which enables proactive individual and collective action for health. A scale for measuring health literacy has been developed from et al. 2004, which includes elements related to prose literacy involving unstructured documents, document literacy, highly structured information sources, and quantitative literacy, ability to work with numbers and calculations. The scale has been used in conjunction with a problem-solving measure to explore the comparative health literacy of the populations of several countries: Statistics Canada 2005, Canadian Council 2007. This work suggests the possibility of developing the parallel legal literacy scale. The concept of e-health literacy has been developed in recognition of the pervasiveness of the Internet. Norman and Skinner 2006 suggest that e-health literacy involves 6 skills of 2 types: analytical skills, traditional literacy and numeracy, media literacy, and information literacy, plus context-specific skills, science literacy, health literacy, and computer literacy. If citizenship were substituted for science and legal for health, the e-health literacy model could be transformed into legal literacy. A scale based upon the e-health literacy model has been criticized van der Voort et al. 2011 and defended on the basis that recent advances in internet tools such as social media and differences in cohorts of users may be affecting patterns of internet use for health purposes. Norman 2011. This work raises questions about the relation of the latest internet technologies and traditional learning concepts. Research has been done on promoting health literacy, and some of the findings are: linkages between adult educators and health literacy programs are promising. Shohead and Renault 2006. Internet use for communication may afford support for increasing health literacy. Wagberg et al. 2007. Lower literacy levels amongst some population groups such as Aboriginal people and those with disabilities are a barrier to increasing health literacy. Rootman and Gordon L. by ABD 2008. Links have been made between justice, health, and human rights. Modford et al. 2010. Social marketing approaches to health promotion amongst young internet users may be effective. Robinson and Robertson 2010. Consumers of health information have been reconceptualized as healthy learners, which may have a parallel in a concept of just learners. Lindstrom and Erickson 2011. And health literacy today is considered as the potentially empowering and participatory element of everyday life. DLU 2012. Finally, it should be noted that the Internet continues to be a major factor in access to health information and advice. The recent report indicated that 80% of Australians get health information online, and half of those use it to self-diagnose, sometimes with harmful consequences. Martin 2012. Another report found that 72% of Americans believe most of the health information found online, and 70% used it to care for themselves or their families. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012a. However, the medical organization study found that 44% of 1,300 websites reviewed provided inaccurate information about a medical risk. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012a. These developments in the field of health literacy provide models and encouragement for efforts to foster the legal health of the community. Stein and Cook 2005:172. However, they also counsel caution regarding strategies involving using the Internet to increase legal literacy and access to justice, and they point to the need for further research in that area. Legal services and technology. Three themes emerge from the literature reviewed concerning delivery of legal services and the use of technology by the legal profession. Legal services for poor, vulnerable, remotely located, or otherwise disadvantaged people are specialized in nature, often require multiple fields of expertise, and are not part of the mainstream of the legal profession. 9 as Crampton 1994:585 puts it, the law in which poor people typically become involved is a set of highly technical subjects with which most lawyers are unfamiliar. He goes on to list these subjects as including administrative law and practice in government agencies and residential tenancies, fields of law which most law schools do not integrate strongly into their curriculum. Gallagher 2005 minutes and 16 seconds notes that serving the needs of the poor who experience clustered legal problems confronts the profession with a choice between helping a large number of people with common but less complex problems or helping the smaller group of people with less common but more complex problems. People living in rural and remote areas are also disadvantaged in relation to the availability of appropriate legal services. This issue is particularly acute in large, sparsely populated countries like Australia and Canada. Distance, which has been labeled as a friction in the legal system, Economite's 2011, and lack of public transportation or even roads, remoteness of specialized court and judicial functions such as youth and mental health courts, and absence of local integrated community services have been observed in Australia, Coverdale 2011, and seem equally pertinent in Alberta. Rice 2011 minutes and 30 seconds observes that the initial approach to a lawyer is often full of anxiety and uncertainty, which is exacerbated by inaccessibility of the services. Coverdale 2011:171 notes that people with related legal and non-legal problems can rarely be served fully in remote areas. The integrated services needed are often unavailable due to the absence of other human services professionals such doctors and social workers. Mansfield and Trubeck 2011 suggest that lawyers need to adopt new roles to serve disadvantaged people, including that of collaborator with other professions. They point to the growth of medical legal partnerships in co-located premises as one example of useful collaboration, and note that there are now hundreds of these multidisciplinary practices in the United States. Mansfield and Trubeck 2011:373. Practicing in rural and remote areas is not an attractive long-term proposition for many young lawyers. Difficulties with recruiting and retaining lawyers in rural areas have been observed in Australia, French 2011, Martin et al. 2011, and Canada, Moulton 2012. Martin et al. 2011 have documented experiences of being overworked, isolated, and lacking support amongst rural practitioners. They conclude that the dearth of lawyers in remote areas contributes to a decline in social capital in those areas. Rice 2011. Lawyers act as community catalysts in association with other professionals who tend to act as supports for each other. If there is not a thriving professional community, the community as a whole suffers. Hart 2011 points to the use of innovative technology as a means of enabling and supporting younger lawyers in remote areas. She notes that young professionals prefer social media, not traditional telephone contact. Hart 2011:227, and that younger lawyers may be more amenable to lawyering via the internet, which provides more flexible working conditions discussed below. Technology may help to provide the professional, social, and community networks to engage and keep young lawyers in remote locations. Kane and Forel 2011. Part of this support network should include interactive peer-to-peer professional continuing education, as well as cross-professional linking. French 2011. Kennedy and Wynn 2011. Synchronous virtual supervision and mentoring of professionals in other fields such as health. Wynn 2009, Martin and Kennedy 2009, and education. McIntyre and McDonald 2011 may provide a model for the legal profession. 10 lawyers are significant, but cautious, users of technology. The legal profession has been an enthusiastic adopter of computer and other digital technologies for internal business purposes for many years. Burns 2007, but has only recently begun to experiment with the internet as an interface for delivery of legal services to clients. Some examples of early technology use by lawyers are word processors, computerized accounting and time recording systems, voice recognition software for composition, and automated document assembly using standard forms and precedents. These technologies are now part of most law offices, large and small. In addition, traditional telephone contact with clients has now been supplemented, if not entirely replaced, by email communication. Law and Justice Foundation 2001. Some technological innovations used within law firms are now being made available directly to the public through the internet. These include decision support software systems that can be used by judges, law firm clients, and negotiators. Zelaznica and Bellucci 2003, Lauder and Zelaznica 2005, automated document assembly software. Stock 2007, Johnson 2009, and automated interview and intake protocol. Stock 2007, Stock 2009, A2J Author 2012. The extent to which legal knowledge can be standardized and packaged for reliable and effective consumer use has been questioned. Burns 2007, Saunderson and Sommerlad 2002. Saunderson and Sommerlad 2002 also questioned whether unbundling of discrete elements of legal service through standardized systems is an adequate response to the complexity of many legal problems which require both substantive and procedural knowledge, often modified by local conditions. Lawyers are being encouraged to engage in e-lawyering and to open virtual law offices both for personal and business clients. Hornsby 2009, Law Practice Management Section 2011, Renaud and Lauritsen 2011, Callaway 2011. One of the virtues of these approaches is that remote clients may be served more conveniently, although whether the cost of legal services may also thus be reduced has not been demonstrated. Templin 2012. Despite possible reductions in law staff numbers, Kimbrough 2012. Significant informational and technical resources are now available to assist lawyers wishing to engage in e-lawyering. Renaud Group 2012. While cautions are still being voiced. Tuft 2006. Kimbrough 2011. E-lawyering and virtual law offices are likely to become more attractive to lawyers with the increasing use of the internet and smartphones for serious personal and business purposes. Reuters 2012, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012. The and the parallel rise of telemedicine and teledoctor. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012 sees access to justice and legal capability. Observers have identified waves in the access to justice movement since the 1960s, each of which has generated objectives and strategies to meet them. McDonald 2005, Gallander 2010. McDonald 2005 describes five waves as follows. The first wave focused literally on access to courts and to lawyers and resulted in programs of legal aid to achieve the goal for those who could not afford lawyers. The second wave focused on institutional reform of courts and tribunals. Public legal education was one of the important strategies emphasized in the third wave of access to justice activity during the 1980s. In the 1990s, the fourth wave included increased provision of alternative dispute resolution (ADR) and opportunities for participation in lawmaking. The fifth wave, which we are continuing to experience, has raised the issue of equal access to the legal profession and the bench and has promoted the goal of empowering citizens to be proactive in achieving justice for themselves and their 11 communities. The effect of these five waves has been cumulative, and today all of the objectives and strategies they have contributed can be observed in operation. This review will focus on three access to justice objectives that are most relevant to this research: legal aid and assistance, public legal education, and developing individuals' legal capability. Legal assistance and legal advice. Although lawyers do not always satisfy their clients' deepest needs, White 1990, they are still sought out for help with many legal problems. Today, the cost of lawyers' services is too high for even many middle-class and middle-income Canadians, not only for those with lesser resources. Lutna 2009. Similar problems of inaccessibility of legal services are experienced by Aboriginal peoples in Canada. Rahman 2011. Funding for legal aid. The first access to justice strategy has meanwhile declined, and publicly funded legal assistance for most civil cases is almost non-existent. The cost to society of unmet legal needs is difficult to quantify, but probably significant. Prescott 2010. Australia and the United States have taken some steps towards coordinated national provision of legal assistance. In the former two, conferences have been held and an organization formed on the theme of rural and regional law and justice. Coverdale 2011. The Legal Services Corporation in the United States has helped most states to establish standardized web portals for legal information and assistance. For example, Washington Law Help 2012. These portals are organized around everyday issues and problems such as aging, government benefits, and health. In Washington State, the Northwest Justice Project provides a suite of YouTube videos on subjects such as unemployment, foreclosures, and fair hearings. Northwest Justice Project 2012. Other recent developments of note are Skype consultations with lawyers in British Columbia. Rahman 2011. Community access points with video conference facilities for legal advice in Queensland, Australia. Legal Aid Queensland 2012. Private video conference booths for accessing legal advice provided by local government in the United Kingdom. East Riding 2012. And training of legal literacy volunteers to equip them for legal consultations with needy women and men in Africa. WILDAF 2012. In the United Kingdom, it has been recommended that community legal service centers should provide one-stop shopping for legal and other problems in association with other human services. The key element of such services is a diagnostic first interview followed by generalist or specialist advice as needed. Fox et al. 2010, Buck et al. 2010. The recent approach to reducing the cost of legal services is unbundling or providing discrete services at a reduced fee instead of a continuing retainer for an entire legal matter. One service which may be unbundled this way is legal advice designed to be acted on by the client rather than lawyer. The further development that has taken place in the United Kingdom is to allow such advice but not certain other legal services, including representation in court, to be provided by non-lawyers. Headfield 2010. The Legal Services Act 2007 deregulated the provision of legal advice, which has since then been offered by agencies and entrepreneurs. One of the best known and patronized of the United Kingdom agencies is Citizens Advice Bureau's CABOX, which operates from 3,500 locations such as community centers and doctor's offices, and in cooperation with local government and firms of solicitors. Citizens Advice 2012. Its advisors are trained in legal matters as generalist advisors and may also specialize in certain legal problem areas or refer clients to solicitors for specialist advice. The CABOX has helped to develop the smartphone app that prompts people dealing with traders such as house renovators to ask appropriate questions and record the answers in case legal recourse becomes necessary. CABOX Advice Guide 2012. Further apps in other problem areas are planned. Studies have been done on how 12 people seek and locate legal assistance and advice. In the United States, it was found that people turned to trusted sources for help in finding a lawyer, and this seldom included searching on the internet. Even for younger people, American Bar Association 2011. The same study found that people with legal problems who want to handle the problems on their own frequently turn to legal officials such as judges and courthouse staff for advice and assistance. Use of Facebook and other social media for accessing legal help was found to be attractive to less than 20% of respondents surveyed. Vice 2011. United Kingdom researchers found that younger people were actually less likely to use the internet for legal help than older individuals. Legal Services Research Center 2010. Denvir et al. Suggest that younger people may have a different orientation to the internet, which affects their motivation and capacity to use it for legal purposes. Denvir et al. 2011. However, older people have been found to use the internet heavily for information seeking, provided the technology is easy to use. Martin and Grant 2012. Other evidence that is also relevant is the heavy use of cell phones to assist in consumer purchasing decisions. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012d. All of these findings must be carefully considered when contemplating strategies for providing legal assistance and advice using internet technologies. Public legal education and information. Public legal education has traditionally focused on just-in-case learning of legal rights and obligations to equip citizens to make good decisions when faced with legal problems and hopefully thus avoid legal disputes. Since the advent of the internet, much public legal information that was formerly produced in print form has been offered online. Gander 2002, Gander 2003, Law Practice Management Section 2003. Recently, public legal educators have contemplated just-in-time education and skills training for people with imminent need of legal help. Legal Action Group 2004, 2005, and have started using multimedia resources as well as text formats to present legal information. Legal Aid and Information BC 2012, UNSWTV 2012, Massachusetts School of Law 2012. The legal education needs of Aboriginal peoples have been studied in Australia. D. Plevitz and Loban 2009, and Canada about Kane Benson et al. 2007. Some of the findings are: supply of legal services in criminal matters outweighs provision of assistance in civil problems. Narrative scenarios may be more effective in communicating legal information. Radio may be useful in remote communities. Distrust of the criminal system of justice leads to general aversion to all legal system components. Interaction of national, provincial and local laws in Indigenous territories is not well understood, and there is a pressing need for education in the procedures of civil justice and administrative decision-making. The recent development in public legal education is the resourcing and training of public libraries to offer legal reference and information services. This initiative is being taken in the United States. ORSA 2010. 2012 Australia State Library of NSW 2012 and Canada Courthouse Libraries BC 2010, 2011. ZORSA 2012 notes that law libraries have a role in training public librarians to assist clients with legal questions and should partner with them for this purpose. Some American libraries offer real-time online chat with librarians on legal matters. ZORSA 2010. The State Library of New South Wales provides a website to find legal answers with information organized by topics such as cars and driving and neighbors, as well as providing links to numerous online publications and a specialist information service, the Legal Information Access Center. Note, one such library online service has just been concluded in Fort McMurray, Alberta and librarians reported that they have not heard whether it will be reinstituted. The report states, at the library, 4 to 6 questions per month happen face-to-face or by phone, but the website, scan question response too many per day. This website will cease to exist by June. In British Columbia, the 13 courthouse library system has provided training and support for local public libraries through its Law Matters program HANUM 2011. In addition, Courthouse Libraries BC have produced the Click a Law website as a portal for legal information for use by all librarians. Read et al. 2009, Rose et al. 2011, Click a Law 2012. Read et al. 2009 found a lack of middle ground information on this site, lying between basic and advanced knowledge of legal subjects, an unmet need for just-in-time information in dynamic situations, and that information should be organized according to problems experienced, not legal terms. Developing legal capability increasingly, many people with legal problems are representing themselves either because of the cost of legal services, or by reason of personal preference. Zimmerman and Tyler 2010. This situation burdens a legal system that has been organized on the assumption that most people will have a lawyer. Rather than changing the system, the most common response has been to try to equip self-represented parties to act knowledgeably and effectively as if they were at least quasi-lawyers. This is the objective behind the development of legal self-help programs and resources in many jurisdictions, despite concerns being raised over the quality of help provided and the fairness of outcomes for self-represented persons. Giddings and Robertson 2003. The complexity of tasks to be performed by self-represented litigants was investigated by Stone and Hannaford 2002, who identified 193 discrete functions a litigant must perform in order to move a case through the civil litigation system. They proposed to design a suite of software tools which would prompt self-represented parties with knowledge and guidance at appropriate points in the process. One feature that might be included in such assistance is audiovisual previews of the major litigation events to be encountered, such as hearings. Other approaches that have been suggested to enhance the legal capability of self-represented parties are clinics or workshops which might be conducted online and interactive do-it-yourself kits. Further, B 2010 hotlines for prompts at crucial stages of legal process. ABLE 2010 audio resources especially for those with low literacy. The United Nations Development Programme 2005 courses for self-represented persons with simulations of hearings, checklists and videotaped examples. Read et al. 2004 A joined up services from cooperating agencies to assist persons with multiple problems and information needs, and opportunities to observe processes in action. Read et al. 2004 B. In the United Kingdom, a project is underway to discover best practices in developing legal capability based on 4 domains of action: recognizing and framing legal dimensions of problems, finding out more about the legal dimension, coping with procedures and assessing courses of action and legal risks, and engaging in shaping the law through channels of influence. Lawforlife.org 2012. Courts in many countries have become engaged in providing self-help assistance for self-represented litigants. These often take the form of self-help centers or counters located in courthouses and court forms made available online. Sandifer and Smith 2011. The report on the British Columbia Supreme Court Self-Help Information Center found that client visits of 15 minutes or less were common, that the majority of services involved completing the form, that the center's web portal was popular, and that many users wanted legal advice. Malcolmson and Reed 2006. An evaluation of self-help services at Alberta courthouses also found a need for advice, not just information, that referrals were sometimes viewed as unhelpful, and that a courthouse location was a deterrent for some potential users. PRA Incorporated 2008. Some other recent developments in efforts to improve the public's legal capability are Online Interactive Law Help Interactive 2012 and Static Government of Alberta 14 2012 A 2012 B Court Forms, software for preparing automated guided legal interviews for the purpose of triage, screening, intake and forms preparation. Chicago Kent 2012 and online self-help websites with guides, forms and checklists in multilingual formats. Law Access 2012, LawAssist 2012. E-learning/mobile learning to provide legal services. The United Nations Human Rights Council unanimously signed a resolution that all people should be allowed to connect to and express themselves freely on the Internet. O'Neill 2012. At the same time, Countries around the world are declaring that internet access is a human right, and they are building the infrastructure and providing affordable or free internet access to citizens. Countries are realizing that internet access is a competitive advantage in a globalized society and, at the same time, is improving the quality of life of its citizens. The Alberta SuperNet exists in Alberta to connect a number of communities and facilities, including schools, hospitals, colleges, universities, libraries, and municipal offices. The backbone of the SuperNet is a broadband network that allows for high-speed internet access, video conferencing, and other services. The network is currently reaching 429 communities across Alberta, serving citizens in 27 urban areas and approximately 1 million citizens who live in 402 rural and remote communities. Service Alberta, 2012. As citizens in Alberta, Canada, and as the world becomes connected, there will be increasing pressure on organizations, governments, associations, and other entities to provide electronic services, including legal services, for access using a variety of technologies, including computers, tablets, mobile phones, and ubiquitous technologies. Some sectors of societies are already providing services to citizens using emerging technologies. In the financial sector, customers now have the access to bank services from anywhere and at any time using mobile technology, in the Pocket Banking Economist, 2007. Libraries are being digitized and information formatted for access by mobile technology, the library in everyone's pocket, Ally and Needham, 2010, 2011. The travel industry is using mobile technology to make travel convenient for customers, and governments are enhancing the social infrastructure through mobile applications and services, Ally, 2006. The healthcare system is also employing mobile technologies to provide services to patients, Kenny et al., 2012, Kenny et al., 2009, Taylor et al., 2010. Citizens already have the technologies that they use to connect to the world. In Alberta, 429 communities are connected to the internet. The infrastructure already exists to provide legal services such as training, access to information, access to legal help, mentoring, social networking, and communication between rural communities. More has to be done to provide legal services to citizens in Alberta, since the province is connected and citizens already have the technology. Methodology: the methods used in this research were all in accordance with ethical guidelines and authorizations received from Athabasca University and took into account the principles and procedures for involving First Nations and Métis communities set out by the Government of Canada Panel on Research Ethics, Government of Canada, 2012. The original intent was to engage persons in 8 communities, 4 Indigenous and 4 primarily non-Indigenous in the northern portion of Alberta. The selection of Indigenous communities, as planned, was guided by the experience and advice of the Learning Communities Project LCP at the university. Most of the selected communities are also rural and remote, or, in the case of the Neestawayu Friendship Center 15 in Fort McMurray, represent an extension of First Nation communities through representation and voluntary collaboration. Panel on Research Ethics, Webinar Chapter 9, Tri Council Policy Statement 2. An additional and critical factor was access to communities through invitation. Project activity then occurred in the following primarily Indigenous communities of Saddle Lake Cree Nation, Kikino Métis Settlement, Kurdog Lake Woodland Cree Nation, and Little Red River Cree Nation at John Doerr. In Fort McMurray, upon the advice of the Friendship Center, meetings were held inviting members of the Athabasca Tribal Council, Fort McMurray First Nations, Fort McKay First Nations, Mikaisu Cree, Chippewyan Prairie, and Athabasca Chippewyan. 3 communities, Kikino, Saddle Lake, and Little Red River Cree, extended invitations to us after hearing of our work. We gathered data in 1 non-Indigenous community in each of the 4 judicial districts, Fort McMurray, Peace River, High Level, and Cold Lake. Community networks sent information and invitations to agencies and towns in the rural areas around these communities as well. Planned method: contact local service organization or LCP and arrange collaboration in Indigenous communities, secure the approval of the appropriate local authority. Actual method employed: organizations contacted varied by community, from municipal administrations to band councils, post-secondary providers, local community networks, and legal jurisdictional agencies. Where possible, approval was sought, but more often than not, leaders deferred to band members or Métis settlement administrators to approve of and assist with the visits. No band council or Métis settlement council requested an MOU. Those who discussed the opportunity to sign an MOU with us indicated that they were comfortable with the research based upon the reputations of Athabasca University and the Alberta Law Foundation, as well as the information conveyed to them about our protocols. No council requested a meeting with us. One chief and council gracefully refused meeting with us, citing past experience with unproductive projects, but did not object to surveys and involvement of residents at their discretion. In both Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities, we were advised to use local networking strategies and mechanisms. We did so in all communities. The principal researchers were able to attend meetings in Cold Lake, Fort McMurray and Peace River with the consultant Patricia Martin. All other meetings and survey work was done by the consultant. In some cases, service providers and community leaders attended either the focus group or town hall meeting as was convenient for them, so protocols for all meetings included information on privacy and confidentiality as well as consent forms for those providing specific focus group questions input. Arrange publicity in local media that will also invite nearby rural residents attend site, confirm arrangements and prepare venue at the public town hall meeting. Introduce the project and provide information on privacy and confidentiality. 16. Ask for audience participation in answering questions according to the meeting protocol and record responses on whiteboard or butcher's paper. Show one or more videos as examples of multimedia legal assistance. NCSA Bearpaw Communications has developed some videos that may be useful, and videos were developed in the past for showing on Access Television. Give website address of online questionnaire. Invite those present to complete the written questionnaire at the meeting where possible, and with the approval of participants, notes were made on computer with computer projectors so that participants could edit, rephrase and ensure the accuracy of the notes. Where possible, videos were aired, but some venues did not provide connectivity, computer projectors or other IT. In these cases, the PowerPoint slides were provided with links to the online survey and links to selected sample videos as planned. Some chose to complete surveys at the meetings and others preferred to use the online survey link. In all target communities, suggestions were made about agencies and organizations to visit to have surveys completed. These suggestions were followed in all communities. Surveys were either completed in communities or online. In a few cases, surveys were left with agencies and picked up later. In a few cases, surveys left with individuals who promised to complete them were left undone. Refreshments unused were sent home with participants or left in venues for employees and residents to enjoy. In some cases, surveys were conducted with individuals challenged by written word reading issues, sight impairment. Questions were read to the individuals and verbatim responses recorded on the surveys. Experience through survey activity with the Learning Communities Project indicated that focus groups and town hall meetings tend to attract more participants when there is considerable relationship building prior to meetings. As there was insufficient funding and time to pre-visit communities and build this rapport, surveys were conducted throughout communities through visits to gathering places and workplaces. Protocols for information, privacy and confidentiality were rigorously followed and only volunteers completed surveys. Advise those leaving of written questionnaires available for taking away with stamped addressed envelopes, and refreshments available with thanks. Conduct administration of written questionnaire for those staying by reading the questions and answering any questions about them. Additional methodologies applied. 17. Notes of all meetings were transcribed and reviewed separately and independently by the principal researchers and the research consultant. Consensus was reached on themes and topics that appeared common across several communities. Statements that were unique to individual communities are listed below. See Appendix 2 for a detailed discussion of methodological issues encountered in this research and solutions adopted. Results: a statistical summary of the results of the survey of northern residents is included as Appendix 1. Highlights of the responses received are: the great majority, over 90% of the residents in all of the communities contacted, had access to the internet through one form or another. The most common daily method of connecting to the internet was through the computer. Smartphone use was reported by almost 60% of the respondents, and 75% of respondents reported using the cell phone daily. The majority, 60% of respondents, reported having no legal problems in the past year, but 20% indicated they had encountered family, divorce or child problems, and 13% reported problems with criminal law or motor vehicles. Almost 18% of those who had problems got help from a lawyer, The next largest number of respondents, 7.5%, did something on their own. The largest number of respondents who contacted a lawyer found this help through information obtained from family or friends. The next most common source of information was telephone listings. Only a small number of respondents, 9 people, reported using the internet to find a lawyer. For those people who wanted legal help but couldn't get it, the most common barrier was cost, followed by not knowing where to find it. Half of the respondents to the survey hadn't looked at the websites of any of the legal education and assistance agencies that were listed. The largest number who had looked at any websites mentioned Legal Aid Alberta, followed by the Family Law Information Center's Flick and then the Law Information Center's link at courthouses. Approximately equal numbers of respondents, 60 to 70%, indicated that the legal help they wanted was advice, information, and explanations about rights. The great majority of respondents, almost 85%, indicated that they felt comfortable getting legal help face to face, but almost 55% also mentioned the telephone, and 46% felt comfortable with email contact. Slightly over 25% reported comfort with video conferencing. The survey was not conducted through random sampling of the representative proportion of Northern Alberta residents, so these results cannot be extrapolated to the wider community. They should be read as merely a snapshot of the experiences and preferences of the residents who responded. Review of the notes of all consultations with residents and stakeholders reveals the following themes and topics that were mentioned in more than one community. 18. To effectively access legal services, there should be a one-stop legal information/access system created. This may include expanding courthouse services to create one-stop facilities, and the creation of a universally accessible toll-free emergency information line. Online resources should be provided by a reputable and reliable provider that keeps them up to date. One of the most frequently expressed concerns was the need for more lawyers in Northern Alberta, including the need for longer-term legal services, not just the emergency services, and more affordable legal services in general. Legal services in divorce, family, and child matters are particularly absent. One prominent existing gap in services is the need for assistance in completing legal forms, and legal stewards/mentors were suggested as a potentially helpful resource. Utilize existing online resources, but improve directions for the use of forms by engaging distance education experts to provide plain language instructions in short, online modules. Step-by-step instructions with examples are required. As well, more alternative justice initiatives are required, including restorative justice/peacemaking, justice circles, and the expansion of judicial dispute resolution initiatives. Coordination of existing agencies is required to resolve confusion between different agencies' purposes and functions. As well, it was suggested that there should be a central authoritative body to ensure coordination of organizational mandates, ethical standards, and fairness. There is a frequently expressed desire that legal services must be provided face-to-face. There is a concern that service providers have to be qualified/confidential/affordable. Call centers are not useful if they are impersonal or they result in the need for repetitive storytelling as the client is shifted from one person to the next. If face-to-face is not possible, telephone contact is still often preferable to email. However, Skype/video conferences were recognized as potentially useful, as was the possibility of online lawyers. More legal education/information/workshops required, but they must be designed to address language barriers and inconsistent terminology issues. Language translation is an issue for Aboriginal peoples, but also for the many recent immigrants to the north. It was suggested that legal education begin in high schools. Beyond high school, there is a need for information/mentorship on new laws for service providers and justice community visits and education/information provision to the community as a whole. At the post-secondary level, law school curricula need to pay more attention to Aboriginal law, and online law schools would be a welcome addition. Technological solutions to service provision are limited by the available technology, its cost, and levels of capability in using it. Although the internet is widely available, it may be expensive unless accessed through local nodes in public spaces. Beyond technological availability, internet literacy/education is required. This would include smartphone/justice app training, and access to live advisors to assist with technological use issues. When internet information is provided, there must be mechanisms in place to ensure it is reliable, reputable, and credible. Website information and resources have to be advertised, and internet information has to be presented in plain language. Website navigation must not be problematic. Informational videos and multimedia presentations of legal information are useful but limited. The following concerns, ideas, and suggestions were made in individual communities. 19. There is a need for more respect for traditional justice principles amongst First Nations and Métis peoples, including, for example, support for more circle processes in the North. Young First Nations and Métis people should be encouraged to pursue professional careers and possibly become lawyers who practice in their home communities. Pardons and associated costs are a particular issue for some who need legal help pursuing them. Native counseling services do a great job, but staff could benefit from upgrading their knowledge and skills, which should accord them greater respect within the legal system. Mentors for and support of legal assistance personnel in the North are needed. Businesses and other professionals also need legal assistance that is not usually available locally. More lawyers, judges, crown prosecutors and clerks will mean the provision of housing and sufficient northern allowances so that these personnel will be willing to relocate. Each judicial district should have its own remand center to keep incarcerated people in touch with their communities. Make better use of the Portage College public legal education sessions. Discussion. The survey responses are generally consistent with the results of similar surveys of legal needs in similar social contexts in Canada and elsewhere described in the literature review. The significant proportion of respondents experienced a legal problem in the last year, although it is possible that more of them had a problem with legal implications which they did not identify as legal in nature. Less than 20% of those who had a legal problem received help from a lawyer. The most common obstacle to obtaining legal help was cost, although the challenge of geography and lack of information about available legal services were also factors. Most respondents wanted legal advice and explanations of their rights in addition to information. This result highlights the very personal nature of legal needs, which require individualized and tailored responses. Although most respondents had access to the internet via several technologies, this channel was not extensively used for seeking legal help. Such a finding echoes studies in the United Kingdom and the United States, which found that the internet was not strongly associated in people's minds with personal legal matters. Comments calling for a reputable source of online legal information appear to suggest an explanation for this lack of connection. At the present time, the internet may be viewed as insufficiently credible to provide help with legal problems. Such an explanation is supported by the finding that most people turn to family and friends, trusted sources of information, when seeking legal help. Most respondents preferred to obtain legal help face-to-face, although they were generally also open to contact via telephone or email. This finding is tied in with the comments describing the lack of local lawyers and the difficulty of retaining lawyers in the North. These results point to a two-pronged approach to meeting legal needs as described in the conclusions. 24 First Nations and Métis peoples. Access to justice is particularly difficult and crucial, arising out of historical injustices and a pervasive distrust of legal institutions and processes. If the legal system is to engage with and win the trust of these Canadians, it must acknowledge the validity of traditional justice principles and practices and work with these groups to try to harmonize Western and traditional legal approaches. One key to this synthesis may be increased attention to traditional Aboriginal law in law schools and a renewed effort to attract and retain Aboriginal lawyers in remote locations. Conclusions. We conclude that the internet, and e-learning in particular, may assist in responding to people's needs and the removal of obstacles, in two principal ways. First, legal assistance may be delivered remotely to Northern Alberta using e-learning methods and techniques. Second, e-learning may be used to educate and train legal paraprofessionals, and perhaps lawyers, where they live in the North, thus increasing the local supply of legal services. In addition, e-learning may help to retain professionals in the North, not just lawyers, by supporting local professional communities. It is apparent that the public does not yet view the internet, however accessed, as a trusted channel for obtaining legal help, although they use the internet to access other services on a daily basis. Efforts need to be made to assure the public that online legal information and assistance is reputable, current, and responsive to individual needs. Social media may be useful in reaching young people with this message. The government may not be the best provider of such services, since legal needs may involve disputes with government officials and agencies. Traditional public legal education, even if it is online, does not meet people's needs for focused personal advice and assistance in navigating the legal system. Legal problems require just-in-time and highly personalized responses that are not provided by general and abstract legal information sources. Legal assistance via e-learning should focus on concrete problems in the form of scenarios and common problem types with relevant responses. These conclusions form the basis of the recommendations below. Recommendations 1. Legal awareness and empowerment of the public should be raised through the use of internet-facilitated multimedia and social media focused on problems rather than legal concepts. The problems described should include all of the connected and related concerns such as social, family and economic problems, health and government benefits with links to relevant legal and non-legal sources of information and advice. See next recommendation. 2. The one-stop internet-facilitated public advice network staffed by legal stewards/mentors should be created for access to cross-professional information and advice. This may also take the form of co-located multidisciplinary information and advice service offices located in courthouses, public libraries or other locations commonly and readily accessible by the public. Further, connections with properly qualified translators should be established to alleviate language and literacy barriers that may otherwise prevent access to legal information. 3. To facilitate its full use, the one-stop facility should be available via private soundproofed access points such as booths or kiosks connected to the Alberta SuperNet, and this resource should also offer courses and programs in computer and technological literacy. 21.4. The one-stop facility should be accessible via toll-free numbers, mobile technology, Skype access and other emerging communications technology that alleviate barriers of distance and expense. 5. This one-stop initiative should coordinate its services with existing legally related service agencies and facilitate their ongoing work wherever possible. Clarity of functions for both the one-stop and related agencies must be established and publicized. 6. There should be provincially accessible toll-free numbers for both emergency legal services and for longer-term legal advice, planning and assistance. These numbers should be integrated with the one-stop public advice network. 7. Beyond the delineation of functions, these initiatives, and their connections with currently existing services, must be broadly advertised through multiple media and should be supported and supplemented by an ongoing series of justice community visits and talks provided by judges, lawyers and law students to enhance the public's legal knowledge and explore the resources of the one-stop public advice network. 8. An internet-facilitated cross-professional support and resource network should be created for rural professionals. This should include social media handlinks to the public advice network, see above. 9. Internet-facilitated interactive and peer-to-peer education and training courses and programs for rural professionals in all fields should be supported and enhanced. 10. Internet-facilitated education and training courses for all Alberta lawyers in lawyering and operating a virtual law office should be provided. Such courses should provide instruction in the knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to practice law ethically online. Lawyers could be encouraged to act as online mentors with stewardship in legal work in northern communities. 11. The clinical law program enhancement should be developed in connection with Alberta's law faculties. Students in the clinical law program may provide assistance with the one-stop public advice network such as the justice community visits above, online assistance to members of the public seeking legal information resources on the internet, assistance in the completion of legal forms, and, as with the United Kingdom initiative, and well-established law school clinical law programs, provide limited legal advice. 12. The law student participation in the one-stop public advice network and in the justice community visits may increase interest in law school graduates practicing in Northern Alberta. This should be supplemented with a scholarship program for Northern Alberta students wishing to enter law school and practice in Northern Alberta, and with financial incentives for students wishing to set up practice in Northern Alberta. 13. Internet-facilitated courses in legal literacy and the provision of legal reference services should be provided for public librarians. References: a2jauthor.org 2012 A2Jauthor Community Website, a2jauthor.org, www.a2jauthor.org Web link accessed August 8, 2012. Cable, Laura K. 2010 Evidence-Based Access to Justice. 13 University of Pennsylvania J of Law and Social Change 295313. 22 Allies, M, and Needham, G 2011. Transforming Libraries with Mobile Technology. Facet Publishing, London, United Kingdom. Ally, M, and Needham, G 2010. M Libraries, the virtual library in everyone's pocket. Facet Publishing, London, United Kingdom. Ally, M 2006. Use of mobile technology devices to access government digital information. In A. Antiroyko and Imhalke eds. Encyclopedia of Digital Government. Hershey, PA, Idea Group Incorporated. American Bar Association, Commission on Public Understanding About the Law, 1989 Legal Literacy Survey Summary. Chicago, American Bar Association. American Bar Association Consortium on Legal Services and the Public, 1994 Legal Needs and Civil Justice. American Bar Association, www.americanbar.org. Web link galneedstudy.offcheckdom.pdf accessed August 6, 2012. American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Delivery of Legal Services, 2011. Perspectives on Finding Personal Legal Services, the Results of a Public Opinion Poll. American Bar Association, www.americanbar.org. Web link 0228_Evid_Survey_Report.offcheckdom.pdf accessed August 10, 2012. Assembly of First Nations Environmental Stewardship Unit, 2009. Ethics in First Nations Research, www.afn.ca. Web link accessed November 14, 2012. Barton, Barbara, Bingham Pope, and Karen Homer, 2004. Report from the Statewide Comprehensive Legal Needs Survey for 2003, Tennessee Alliance for Legal Services, www.dals.org. Web link accessed August 6, 2012. Bildner, Mary Sarah, 1999. The Lost Lawyers, Early American Legal Literature and Transatlantic Legal Culture, 11 Yale Journal of Law and the Humanities, 47-112. Burns, Christine Vanda, 2007. Online Legal Services, The Revolution That Failed. Ph.D.D.S. School of Law, University of New South Wales. Available online, www.unsworks.unsf.edu.go. Web link 687 and the ID equals UNSWORKs accessed August 8, 2012. Buck, The Leak, C. Pasco Pleasance, Nigel Balmer, K.O.I. Fee O'Grady, and Hazel Gent, 2004. Lone Parents and Civil Law, Their Experience of Problems and Their Advice Seeking Behavior, 38 Social Policy and Administration, 253-69. Buck, The Leak, C., Nigel Balmer, and Pasco Pleasance, 2005. Social Exclusion and Civil Law, Experience of Civil Justice Problems Among Vulnerable Groups, 39 Social Policy and Administration, 302-322. Buck, The Leak, C., Pasco Pleasance, and Nigel J. Balmer, 2008. Do Citizens Know How to Deal with Legal Issues? Some Empirical Insights, 37th Journal of Social Policy, 661-681. Buck, The Leak, C., Matt Rizal Smith, Judith Sitawaev, and Leslie Scanlon, 2010. Piecing It Together, Exploring One-Stop Legal Advice Service Delivery in Community Legal Advice Centers, Legal Services Commission, www.justice.gov.uk. Web link accessed August 10, 2012. Kane, Michael, and Susie Forrell, 2011. Recruitment and Retention of Community Sector Lawyers, Regional Differences Within New South Wales, 16 Deakin Law Ave, 265-284. Galloway, Jim, 2011. Moving to a Virtual Practice Model, Do You Have the Right Stuff? 37 Law Practice Magazine, September 23 October, www.americanbar.org. Web link ng_2_a_virtual_practice_model.html accessed August 8, 2012. Canadian Bar Association, 1992. Reading the Legal World, Literacy and Justice in Canada. Report of the Canadian Bar Association Task Force on Legal Literacy. Ottawa, Canadian Bar Association. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, 2012. A infant sleep safety sites deemed grave accent frequently inaccurate. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, www.cbc.ca. Web link accessed August 7, 2012. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, 2012. B52% use cell phone to help in purchasing decisions. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, www.cbc.ca. Web link accessed August 8, 2012. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012 C. Tele doctors treat walk-in patients at four clinics. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, www.cbc.ca web link accessed August 8, 2012. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation 2012 D. 52% use cell phone to help in purchasing decisions. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, www.cbc.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Canadian Council on Learning 2007 Health Literacy in Canada, initial results from the International Adult Literacy and Skills Survey, Canadian Council on Learning, www.ckelsica.ca web link accessed August 7, 2012. Canadian Forum on Civil Justice 2012 Alberta Legal Services Mapping Project, Canadian Forum on Civil Justice, cscjfcjc.org web link accessed August 10, 2012. Chicago Kent College of Law 2012 Access to Justice on a Smartphone, www.kentlaw.iid.edu web link accessed August 10, 2012. Citizens Advice Bureau Advice Guide 2012 New Phone App, Help Dealing with a Trader, Citizens Advice Bureau, www.advisehugh.org.uk web link alling_with_a_trader.htm accessed August 10, 2012. Clicka Law 2012 Welcome to Clicka Law, Clicka Law, www.clickalaw.bc.ca accessed August 10, 2012. Kumarilos, Christine, Zipgangway, and Albert Z. Joe 2006 Justice Made to Measure, NSW Legal Needs Survey in Disadvantaged Areas, Law and Justice Foundation of New South Wales, www.lawfoundation.net.go web link accessed August 6, 2012. Coverdale, Richard 2011 Postcode Justice, Rural and Regional Disadvantage in the Administration of the Law, 16 Deakin Law IV. 155187. Cowan, Dave 2004 Legal Consciousness, Some Observations, 67 Modern Law Review 928958. Crampton, Roger C. 1994 Delivery of Legal Services to Ordinary Americans, 44th Case Western Reserve Law IV. 531620. Curry, Baby 2004 The Nature and Extent of Unmet Need for Criminal Legal Aid in Canada, 11 International Journal of the Legal Profession 191212. 24 Denvier, Katrina, Nigel J. Balmer, and Pasco Pleasance 2011 Surfing the Web, Recreation or Resource, Exploring How Young People in the UK Use the Internet as an Advice Portal for Problems with a Legal Dimension, 23 Interacting with Computers 96-104. Department of Justice 2008 Consultancy Study on the Demand for and Supply of Legal and Related Services, Government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, www.doj.gov.hk web link accessed January 2, 2012. East Riding of Yorkshire Council 2012 Community Legal Advice Network, East Riding of Yorkshire Council, www.eastriding.gov.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. East Riding of Yorkshire Council 2012 Citizen Link, East Riding of Yorkshire Council, www.eastriding.gov.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. Economite, Kim 2011 Strategies for Meeting Rural Legal Needs, Lessons from Local, Regional and International Experience, 16 Deakin Law IV. 47256. Eisenberg, Theodore 2010 The Need for a National Civil Justice Survey of Incidents and Claiming Behavior, 37 Fordham Urban Law J17-36. Engler, Russell 2010 Connecting Self-Representation to Civil Gideon, What Existing Data Reveal About When Counsel is Most Needed, 37 Fordham Urban Law J37-92. Futherby, William 2010 Law That Is Prose Southeast Not Poetry, Towards a System of Civil Justice That Works for Litigants Without Lawyers, 16 Auckland University Law IV. 54-80. Fox, Chris, Richard Moorhead, Mark Sefton, and Karen Wan 2010 Community Legal Advice Centers and Networks, The Process Evaluation, Legal Services Commission, www.justice.gov.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. French, Robert 2011 Law and Justice Outside the Servity, 16 Deakin Law IV. 1-12. Gallanter, Mark 2010 Access to Justice in a World of Expanding Social Capability, 37 Fordham Urban Law J115128. Galligan, Thomas C. Jr. 2005 Understanding the Unrepresented, 41 Tennessee Bar J14-29. Gander, Lois, 2002 Applications of the Internet for Public Legal Education, Legal Resource Center of Alberta, www.legalresourcecenter.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Gander, Lois 2003 The Changing Face of Public Legal Education in Canada, 6 News and Views on Civil Justice Reform Summer cfcjfcjc.org web link. Jen, Hazel, and Alan Patterson 1999 Paths to Justice Scotland. Oxford, Hart Publishing. Giddings, Jeff, and Michael Robertson 2003 Large Scale Map for the AZ. The Place of Self-Help Services in Legal Aid, 30 Jaws of Law and Society 102119. Government of Alberta 2012 A Adult Guardianship and Trustee Forms, seniors.alberta.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Government of Alberta 2012 B Direct Placement, Spousal/Step-Parent or Relative Adoption, www.child.alberta.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. 25 Government of Canada Panel on Research Ethics 2012 Research Involving the First Nations, Inuit and Métis Peoples of Canada, www.pre.ethics.gc.ca web link accessed November 14, 2012. Government of Scotland 2010 The Experience of Civil Law Problems in Scotland 1997-2004 Government of Scotland, www.scotland.gov.uk web link accessed August 6, 2012. Renaud Group 2012 Resources on E-Lawyering, www.renaud.com web link accessed August 8, 2012. Renaud, Richard S., and Mark Lauritsen 2011 The Next 5 Years, Predictions for the Future of E-Lawyering. 37 Law Practice Magazine September.October.www.americanbar.org web link next_5_years.html.headfield, Jillian K. 2010 Higher Demand, Lower Supply. A Comparative Assessment of the Legal Resource Landscape for Ordinary Americans, 37 Fordham Urban Law J129156. Hannum, Nancy 2011 Talking to Librarians About Law Matters, Promising Practices. Courthouse Libraries BC, looklaw.bc.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Hart, Caroline 2011 Sustainable Regional Legal Practice, The Importance of Alliances and the Use of Innovative Information Technology by Legal Practices in Regional, Rural and Remote Queensland, 16 Deakin Law IV. 225-263. Hassan, Fatima Rashid 1994 Limits and Possibilities of Law and Legal Literacy. Experience of Bangladesh Women, 29 Economic and Political Weekly 69-76. Hornsby, William 2009 Improving the Delivery of Affordable Legal Services Through the Internet, The Blueprint for the Shift to a Digital Paradigm, American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Delivery of Legal Services, gaps.americanbar.org web link accessed August 8, 2012. Johnson, Chris 2009 Leveraging Technology to Deliver Legal Services. 23 Harvard J of Law and Technology 259-283. Kennedy, Amanda, and Stephen Wynn 2011 Using Technology to Increase Support for Rural and Regional Legal Professionals, 16 Deakin Law IV. 209-23. Kenny, R.F., Park, C.L., Van Nest Kenny, J.M.C., Burton, P., Park, C.L., and K.A.M., A. 2012. Using Self-Efficacy to Assess the Readiness of Nursing Educators and Students for Mobile Learning. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning, Vol. 13 3 page 277-296. Kenny, R.F., Park, C., Van Nest Kenny, J., Burton, P.H., and Myers, J. 2009. Using Mobile Learning to Enhance the Quality of Nursing Practice Education. In MLI Education Mobile Learning, Transforming the Delivery of Education and Training. Athabasca University Press. Kimbrough, Stephanie L. 2011 The Law Office of the Near Future, Practical and Ethical Considerations for Virtual Practice. New York State Bar Journal 28-33, September www.nisba.org web link 110display.cfm.kimbrough, Stephanie L. 2012 Who Does the Technology Replace? virtualappractice.org. virtualappractice.org web link accessed August 8, 2012. 26 Kritzer, Herbert M. 2010 Examining the Real Demand for Legal Services. 37 Fordham Urban Law J255272. Labout Kane Benson, Patty, Nadine Collihu, Raquel Fraser, and Kristen Roorth. 2007 Aboriginal Legal Education Needs Survey 2006-2007, Native Counseling Services of Alberta, www.ncsa.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Low Access 2012 Low Access Home, New South Wales Attorney General and Justice, www.lowaccess.nsw.gov.au accessed August 10, 2012. Low Access 2012 Low Access Home, New South Wales Attorney General and Justice, www.lawlink.nsw.gov.au web link accessed August 10, 2012. Law for Life 2012 Legal Capability Project, Law for Everyday Life, Law for Life. Org. UK, www.lawforlife.org.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. Law Help Interactive 2012 Fill Out Legal Forms Faster, Law Help Interactive. LawHelpInteractive.org accessed August 10, 2012. Law and Justice Foundation of New South Wales 2001 Email Law, a planning guide for the delivery of free legal assistance via email. Law and Justice Foundation, www.lawfoundation.net.go web link fa9/dollars/file/email.pdf accessed August 8, 2012. LawMatter 2010 LawMatters at your local public library, the report for public librarians. Courthouse Libraries BC, www.clickalaw.bc.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Law Practice Management Section A Lawyering Task Force 2011 What is a Lawyering? American Bar Association, apps.americanbar.org web link accessed August 8, 2012. Law Practice Management Section 2003 Best Practice Guidelines for Legal Information Website Providers, American Bar Association, www.americanbar.org web link accessed August 10, 2012. D.E.U., Evelyn 2012 Editorial, The Polyvic Ecosystem of Health Literacies, 27 Health Promotion International 1-4. Legal Action Group 2004 Towards a National Strategy for Public Legal Education, a discussion paper, Legal Action Group, www.lawforlife.org.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. Legal Action Group 2005 Public Legal Education, A Proposal for Development, Legal Action Group, www.lawforlife.org.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. Legal Aid and Information PC 2012 Family Law Videos, Legal Aid and Information PC, www.familylaw.lss.bc.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Legal Aid Queensland 2012 Rural and Regional Strategy, Legal Aid Queensland, www.legalaid.qld.gov.au web link accessed August 10, 2012. Legal Services Research Center 2010 Young People and Civil Justice Problems, Legal Services Research Center, www.justice.gov.uk web link accessed August 10, 2012. 27 Legal Services Research Center 2011 Income, Lawyers and Access to Justice, Legal Services Research Center, www.justice.gov.uk web link accessed August 9, 2012. Legal Services Society 2008 Legal Problems Faced in Everyday Lives of British Columbians, Legal Services Society, www.lss.bc.ca web link accessed August 6, 2012. Lindstrom, Bengt, and Monica Erickson 2011 From Health Education to Healthy Learning, Implementing Cell-Utah Genocide in Educational Science, 39 Cycle 6 Scandinavian J of Public Health 85-92. Block, Linda D. 2005 Struggle for Justice, Northern BC Aboriginal Needs Assessment Report. Unpublished paper, Legal Services Society, Upper Skeena Counseling and Legal Assistance Society. Blotter, Arnaud R. and John Zelisnicker 2005 Developing an Online Dispute Resolution Environment, Dialogue Tools and Negotiation Support Systems in a Three-Step Model, 10 Harvard Negotiation Law Ave. 287337. Boutnot, Kate 2009 When Lawyers Are Only for the Rich, McLean's January 14th www.mcleans.ca web link. McDonald, Roderick A. 2005 Access to Justice in Canada Today. Scope, Scale, Ambitions. In J. Bass, W. A. Bogert, and F. H. Zeman's EBS, Access to Justice for a New Century, The Way Forward, Toronto, Law Society of Upper Canada. McIntyre, Ronald, and Janet McDonald 2011 Remote from What? Perspectives of Distance Learning Students in Remote Rural Areas of Scotland. 12.4 International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning made www.uradel.org web link. Malcolmson, John, and Gaylery 2006 BC Supreme Court Self-Help Information Centre Final Evaluation Report, Justice Education Society of British Columbia, www.justiceeducation.ca web link 2006.pdf accessed August 10, 2012. Manley Casimir, Mike Lee, Wanda M. Cassidy, and Suzanne D. Castell 1986 Legal Literacy, Toward the Working Definition. Report submitted to the Canadian Law Information Council. Ottawa, Canadian Law Information Council. Mansfield, Marcia M., and Louise G. Trubeck 2011 New Roles to Solve Old Problems, Lawyering for Ordinary People in Today's Context, 56 New York Law School Live. 367390. Martin, Lucy 2012 The Dangers of Self-Diagnosis via the Internet, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, www.abc.net.go web link accessed August 7, 2012. Martin, Paul, and Amanda Kennedy 2009 Creating Network-Based Innovations for Improving the TH Supply and Welfare of Rural Health Professionals, presented at 10th National Rural Health Conference, Cairns, Australia May 17 to 20. Available online. 10thehnrhc.ruralhealth.org.go web link accessed August 8, 2012. Martin, Paul, Jacqueline Williams, and Amanda Kennedy 2011 Professional Services and Rural Services Poverty, 16 Deakin Live. 57-73. Martin, Heather, and Linda M. Gallant 2012 Over 50 and Wired, Web-Based Stakeholder Communication. 17 First Monday, June 4th www.uic.edu web link. Massachusetts School of Law 2012 What are your legal rights when pulled over by the police? YouTube, www.youtube.com web link accessed August 10, 2012. 28 MCE Down, Carol 2009 Civil Legal Needs Research Report, Law Foundation of British Columbia, www.lawfoundationbc.org web link accessed August 6, 2012. Mogford, Elizabeth, Lynn Brule, and Andrew D. Bach 2010 Teaching Critical Health Literacy in the U.S. as a Means to Action on the Social Determinants of Health, 26 Health Promotion International 4-13. Moulton, Donnelly 2012 Rural Lawyers Heading for Cities, Lawyers Weekly March 9 www.lawyersweekly.ca web link. Norman, Cameron D. 2011 At Health Literacy 2.0, Problems and Opportunities with an Evolving Concept, 13 Jaws of Medical Internet Research December 23 www.jmuir.org web link. Norman, Cameron D., and Harvey A. Spinner 2006 At Health Literacy, Essential Skills for Consumer Health in a Networked World, 8 Jaws of Medical Internet Research June 16 www.jmuir.org web link. Northwest Justice Project 2012 Videos, Northwest Justice Project, www.youtube.com web link accessed August 10, 2012. Nutbeam, Don 2000 Health Literacy as a Public Health Goal, A Challenge for Contemporary Health Street Education and Communication Strategies into the 21st Century, 15 Health Promotion International 259-67. O'Neill, Bell 2012. UN Declares Internet Freedom a Basic Human Right. Retrieved on November 18, 2012 from www.cbc.ca web link accessed November 18, 2012. Pleasance, Pasco, Nigel J. Balmer, Alec C. Buck, K.O. Ife O'Grady, and Hazel Gent 2000 SOAR 8 Multiple Justiciable Problems, Common Clusters and Their Social and Demographic Indicators, 1 Journal of Empirical Legal Studies 301329. Pleasance, Pasco, Alec C. Buck, Matt Rizal Smith, Nigel Balmer, and Ashish Patel 2004 B Needs Assessment and the Community Legal Service in England and Wales, 11 International Journal of the Legal Profession 213-232. Pleasance, Pasco, Alec C. Buck, Nigel Gulmer, K.O.I. Theo Grady, Hazel Gent, and Meg Rizal Smith 2000 for C. Causes of Action, Civil Law and Social Justice, Final Report of the First LRC Survey of Justiciable Problems, Legal Services Commission, www.lawforlife.org.uk web link accessed August 6, 2012. Pleasance, Pasco, Nigel Gulmer, Ash Paddle, and Katrina Denthier 2010 Civil Justice in England and Wales 2009, Report of the 2006-09 English and Welsh Civil and Social Justice Survey, Legal Services Commission, www.justice.gov.uk web link accessed August 6, 2012. Pleasance, Pasco, Nigel Gulmer, Ash Paddle, Andrew Cleary, Tom Huskinson, and Toby Cotton 2011 English and Welsh Civil and Social Justice Panel Survey, Wave 1, Legal Services Commission, www.justice.gov.uk web link accessed August 6, 2012. Pleasance, Pasco, and Nigel J. Gulmer 2012 Ignorance in Bliss, Modeling Knowledge of Rights in Marriage and Cohabitation, 46 Law and Society Ref. 297333. D. Plevitz, Loretta, and Heron Loban 2009 Access to Information on Civil Law for Remote and Rural Indigenous Peoples, 7 Indigenous Law Bulletin November-December 22-25. 29 PRA Incorporated 2008 Formative Evaluation of the Court Services Law Information Centers, Volume 1, Final Report, Alberta Courts, www.albertacourts.ab.ca web link 881 accessed August 10, 2012. Presco, JJ 2010 The Challenges of Calculating the Benefits of Providing Access to Legal Services, 37 Fordham Urban Law J303346. Rahman, Shahnaf 2011 Mapping the Gap, Linking Aboriginal Women with Legal Services and Resources, West Coast Leaf, www.westcoastleft.org web link accessed August 10, 2012. Reed, Gayla, Anna Sennett, and John Malcolmson 2004 A Developing the Coordinated Service Model for Self-Representing Litigants, Proposed Service Vision and Program Design, Justice Education Society, justiceeducation.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Reed, Gayla, Anna Sennett, and John Malcolmson 2004 B An Access to Justice Network Model Coordinated Services for Self-Representing Litigants, Mapping Services, Gaps, Issues and Needs, Ottawa, Department of Justice Canada. Reed, Gayla, and John Malcolmson 2008 Voices from the Field, Needs Mapping Self-Help Services in Rural and Remote Communities, Supreme Court Self-Help Information Center Advisory Committee, www.justiceeducation.ca web link all underscore August underscore 2008.pdf accessed August 6, 2012. Reed, Gayla, Drew Jackson, and Carol M.C.E. Hount 2009 Flicka Law and Beyond, Public Legal Education and Information Materials in BC, Courthouse Libraries BC, www.flickalaw.bc.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Reuters 2012 Smartphones Top Computers for U.S. Facebook Time, Reuters, www.reuters.com web link accessed August 8, 2012. Rice, Simon 2011 Access to a Lawyer in Rural Australia, Thoughts on the Evidence We Need, 16 Deakin Law Ave. 13-46. Robinson, Mark, and Steve Robertson 2010 Young Men's Health Promotion and New Information Communication Technologies, Illuminating the Issues and Research Agendas, 25 Health Promotion International 363370. Rootman, Irving, and Deborah Gordon L. by ABITI 2008 Division for Health Literate Canada, Report of the Expert Panel on Health Literacy, Canadian Public Health Association, www.cfa.ca web link accessed August 7, 2012. Rose, Brenda, Drew Jackson, Carol M.C.E. Down, and Gayla Reed 2011 Just a Click Away Conference Report, Courthouse Libraries BC, www.justaclickaway.ca web link accessed August 10, 2012. Rubb, Rima, Erwin Kirsch, and Kentaro Yamamoto 2004 Literacy and Health in America, Policy Information Center and Educational Testing Service, www.eds.org web link accessed August 7, 2012. Sandifer, Rebecca L., and Aaron C. Smith 2011 Access Across America, First Report of the Civil Justice Infrastructure Mapping Project, American Bar Foundation, www.americanbarfoundation.org web link first_report_of_the_civil_justice_infrastructure_mapping_project.pdf accessed August 10, 2012. 30 Sanderson, Peter, and Hilary Sommer Ladd 2002 Exploring the Limits to the Standardization of the Expert Knowledge of Lawyers, Quality and Legal Aid Reforms in the United Kingdom, 50 to Syracuse L. Dalrev. 987-1016. Sarat, Austin 1990 The Law is All Over, Power, Resistance and the Legal Consciousness of the Welfare Poor, to Yale J. of Law and the Humanities 343379. Service Alberta 2012. Alberta SuperNet. Retreat from www.servicealberta.gov.ab.ca web link accessed November 18, 2012. Showhead, Linda, and Leverno 2006 Critical Analysis on Best Practices in Health Literacy, 97 Canadian Journal of Public Health S10S13. Sasson, Lauren 2010 Listening to Ontarians, Report of the Ontario Civil Legal Needs Project, Ontario Civil Legal Needs Project Steering Committee, www.lsut.on.ca web link accessed August 6, 2012. State Library of New South Wales 2012 Final Galance Verse, State Library of New South Wales, www.legalanceverse.sl.pendsw.gov.au accessed August 10, 2012. Statistics Canada and Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development 2005 Learning for Living, First Results of the Adult Literacy and Life Skills Survey, www.stcan.gc.ca web link accessed August 7, 2012. Stott, Ronald W., and Paula L. Hannaford 2002 Access to Justice for the Self-Represented Litigant, an Interdisciplinary Investigation by Designers and Lawyers, 50 to Syracuse Live, 1017-1047. Stott, Ronald W. 2007 White Paper, Leveraging Law Students and Technology to Meet the Legal Needs of Low-Income People, Chicago Kent College of Law, www.kentlaw.iid.edu web link accessed August 8, 2012. Stott, Ronald W. 2009 All the Wild Possibilities, Technology that Attacks Barriers to Access to Justice, 42 Loyola of Los Angeles Live, 1117-1145. Stein, Janice Gross, and Adam Cook 2005 Speaking the Language of Justice, The New Legal Vernacular, in J. Bass, W. A. Bogert, and F. H. Zeman's EBS, Access to Justice for a New Century, The Way Forward, Toronto, Law Society of Upper Canada. Tamblyn, George 2012 Virtual Law Practice Evolves, Washington State Bar News March 2012 www.gzba.org web link hbernews2.h number sign page equals 17 of 68 accessed August 8, 2012. Taylor, J. D., Beerley, C. A., Blackston, J. C., Coates, C. A., Treasure Jones, T., Campbell, R., and Hall, I. 2010. Developing a Mobile Learning Solution for Health and Social Care Practice. Distance Education, 312-175192. The Economist, 2007. Mobile Banking, a Bank in Every Pocket. Retrieved from www.economist.com web link accessed November 18, 2012. Tuft, Mark L. 2006 Internet Communications with Prospective Clients, When Disclaimers May Not Be Enough, 2006 Professional Lawyer Symposium Issues 23-28, The United Nations Development Programme 2005 Programming for Justice, Access for All, A Practitioner's Guide to a Human Rights-Based Approach to Access to Justice, The United Nations Development Programme, Regional Century Bangkok.unct.award.th web link accessed August 10, 2012. 31 UNSW TV 2012 UNSW TV Videos, University of New South Wales, www.youtube.com web link accessed August 10, 2012. Van der Voort, Rosalie, Alexander Jam Van Dersen, Constance H. C. Drozert, Herkdahl, January A. M. G. Vantage, and Mark A. F. J. Van Dielar 2011 The Health Literacy Scale at Heels Measure What It Intends to Measure. Validation of a Dutch version of the EHEELS into adult populations, 13 Jaws of Medical Internet Research, November 9, www.jmir.org web link. Quadberg, Silgsi, H. J. Anderson, Hans Ulrich Prokosch, Silvina Maria Vagos Santana, T. O. Sorensen, and Catherine Ikonaki. 2007 Relations Between Internet Use, Socioeconomic Status SES, Social Support and Subjective Health, 23 Health Promotion International 70-77, Washington Law Help 2012. Washington Law Help, Northwest Justice Project, www.washingtonlawhelp.org web link accessed August 10, 2012. Vice, Deborah Cassens 2011. Word of Mouth, 97 Abba J. 53-54. White, James Boyd 1983. The Invisible Discourse of the Law, Reflections on Legal Literacy and General Education, 54 University of Colorado Law Review 143-159. White, Lucy E. 1990. Subordination, Rhetorical Survival Skills, and Sunday Shoes, Notes on the Hearing of Mrs. G., 38 Buffalo Law Ave. 1258. Wynn, Stephen 2009. Synchronous Virtual Supervision of Professional Experience, Issues and Challenges, in T. Bastians et al. PDS. Proceedings of World Conference on E-Learning in Corporate, Government, Healthcare, and Higher Education 2009, pages 2236-2250. Chesapeake, V8, AACE. Women in Law and Development in Africa 2012 Legal Awareness Program, WILDAF, www.wildaf.org web link accessed August 10, 2012. Zealous Nicker, John, and Emily Abellucci 2003 Family Underscore Winner, Integrating Game Theory and Heuristics to Provide Negotiation Support. Jurix, www.jurix.nl web link accessed August 8, 2012. Seimerman, Nurit, and Tom R. Tyler 2010 Between Access to Counsel and Access to Justice, A Psychological Perspective, 37 Fordham Urban Law J473507. Zorza, Richard 2010 Public Libraries and Access to Justice, National Center for State Courts, ncse.contentdom.oclc.org web link Richard Percent 22 accessed August 10, 2012. Zorza, Richard 2012 The Sustainable 21st Century Law Library, Vision, Deployment and Assessment for Access to Justice, Zorza Associates, www.zorza.net web link accessed August 10, 2012. Same Cases Cited Canada Attorney General V. McVeigh, 2011 SCC 30, 2011 to SCR 500 for Canada Attorney General v. PHS Community Services, 2011 SCC 44, 2011 3 SCR 134 Statutes Cited Legal Services Act 2007, 2007 C.29 UK 30-33 Appendices Appendix 1 Survey of Legal Needs of Northern Albertans Results and Equals 228 Summary for Question 2 What is your age? Answered 18 to 25 years, 26 to 35 years, 36 to 45 years, 46 to 55 years, 56 to 64 years, 65 years or over. No answer. Count 26, 68, 48, 51, 29, 31. Percentage 11.50%, 30.09%, 21.24%, 22.57%, 12.83%, 1.33%, 0.44%. Summary for question 3. Which of these do you use on a daily basis? Percentage of total responses 82.89%, 75.44%, 59.65%, 30.70%. Answer telephone connected to a line cell phone smartphone computer not connected to internet computer connected to internet other device count 189 172 136 72 111 23 92.54% 10.095 30 for summary for question 4 have you or a member of your family had any legal problems in the past year? Percentage of total responses 60.09%, 20.18% answer no legal problems family, divorce, or child problems access to social benefits or services criminal charges or motor vehicle offenses debts, contracts, or consumer problems housing problems other legal problems count 137 46 9 3.95% 30 13.16% 11 12 12 4.82% 5.26% 5.26% 35 36 summary for question 5 what did you do about your legal problem or that of your family member percentage of total responses 3.95%, 7.46%, 2.63%, 7.02%, 17.98%, 5.26% answered nothing, did something on my own, got family or friends to help, got help from an organization, got help from a lawyer, other count 9, 17, 6, 16, 41, 12, nothing, 9, did something on my own, 17, got family or friends to help, 6, got help from org, 16, got lawyer, 41, other 12, summary for question 6, if you, or a family member, got help from a lawyer in the past year, how did you find the lawyer? Answer telephone listings, information from family or friends, information from an organization or information for a courthouse or police through the internet, count 16, 26, 13, 7, 9 percentage of total responses 7.02%, 11.40%, 5.70%, 3.07%, 3.95% other method 8, 3.51% summary for question 7, if you, your age, family members, wanted legal help in the past year but couldn't get it, why not? Answer didn't know where to look for help, too far to travel to get to help, legal help was too expensive, lawyers wouldn't take my case, agencies wouldn't take my case, other reason count 18, 9, 29, 1, 8, 7 percentage of total responses 7.89%, 3.95%, 12.72%, 0.44%, 3.51%, 3.07%. Summary for question 8, have you ever looked at the internet websites for any of these services? Answer Law Information Centers, Link at Courthouses, Legal Aid Alberta, Family Law Information Centers, Flick Law Central Alberta, Legal Resource Lawyer Referral Service, Law Society of Alberta, other none of the above. Count percentage of total responses 14.91%, 19.74%, 17.11%, 7.46%, 10.09%, 5.70%, 50.00%, 34.45, 39, 17, 23, 13, 140. 14. Law Information Centers, Link at Courthouses, 34, Legal Aid Alberta, 45, Family Law Information Centers, Flip, 39, Law Central Alberta, Legal Resource Center, 17, Lawyer Referral Service, Law Society of Alberta, 23, Other, 13, None of the above, 114. Summary for question 9, what kind of help do you want when you have a legal problem? Answer legal information guidance in filling out forms, explanations about my legal advice on what to do, someone to do legal tasks, other help count 154, 108, 139, 159, 79 percentage of total responses 67.54%, 47.37%, 60.96%, 69.74%, 30.70%, 3.95% legal information 154 guidance in filling out forms 108 explanations about my legal rights 139 advice on what to do 159 someone to do legal task 70 other help 9 summary for question 10 which way would you feel comfortable getting legal help or advice? Answered face to face in an office by telephone, face to face on a smartphone, by email, on a by video conferencing, on a computer, other way count percentage of total responses 84.21%, 54.82%, 17.11%, 46.05%, 25.88%, 1.32%, 192, 125, 39, 105, 59, 3 face to face. In an office 192 by telephone 125 face to face on a smartphone 39 by email on a computer 105 by video conferencing sound and picture on a computer 59 other way 342 appendix to methodological issues and solutions project preparation preparation for the project included an ethics review, the development of a range of methodologies, the composition of a survey to be used in person and online, the development of all the necessary documents listed below, and the general plan for visits to the target communities. These tasks were completed during March and April 2012. Once the ethics review process was completed, the consultant began determining contact persons for the communities and approaching them for advice and guidance in arranging focus group and town hall meetings. The consultant also participated in the webinar TCPs 2, research involving First Nations, Inuit and Métis peoples. This included information and suggestions on community engagement, complex authority structures, collaboration and capacity building, and research agreements. Documents and resources produced, review of available agencies, online resources, resources in or near communities, and literature research methodology options/approaches, ethics application and revisions engagement MOU. For Aboriginal communities, invitations to participate to ALFMP participants, invitations to Aboriginal governance/community leaders, invitations to legal services providers and community leaders, poster with information on the project, date, time and venue for meetings, brochure describing the project and the activities in which people may participate, customized versions of all invitations and engagement MOUs for each community, templates for email messages to introduce the project and all attached documentation, focus group and town hall meetings protocols, template email for request for meeting space, consent form for focus group participants, request for future contact form for town hall participants, handout listing selected local/online resources for those who request individual help or information during town hall meetings. See Appendix 3, templates for focus group and town hall meetings, notes, PowerPoint introduction and PowerPoint slides, handouts, list of sample videos related to legal education, lists of agencies/governance/stakeholders in 4 targeted quadrants with email and phone contact information, hard copy survey, online survey link and monitoring process for completed surveys, contact list of all stakeholders notified and invited to participate, 43 the documents used for meetings as well as the protocols for the meetings were consistent throughout the project, but the invitations to participate, the posters and all emails, including reminders and conveyance of results to date, were customized to each community. All community visits were arranged 1 to 3 months ahead of time. Introductions and documents were conveyed. Arrangements were made for space and refreshments, distribution of posters was completed and reminders were sent to all invitees by phone and email the week before the trips. Best practices for collecting public input were followed, except that introductory visits were not held in the communities. This limited the relationship building that might have resulted in greater interest in the meetings. The focus group and public meetings were the first face-to-face activities in each community. Budget considerations and timing disallowed more personal contact through preliminary visits. Strategies for data gathering included the following set of options, as well as consideration of the circumstances described in the considerations and strategies chart following the options section below. Tasks and options for engagement used in combination as required. 1. Create criteria for using the survey in person, completing it with participants who have difficulty with the written word and referring those with computer skills to the survey by link. Send out an advance planner so that communities know what to expect. Ensure the participants include frontline employees if companies or municipal governments are involved, as well as average citizens. Set their news based upon input from local leaders. Arrange all details including equipment, internet access, telephones, teleconference, refreshments. Consider unique conditions in each place and be sure to not only accommodate, but to cater to these and demonstrate extreme sensitivity to local manners, traditions, culture and ethos. Prepare all PowerPoints, handouts, signature items and review any unique conditions. Pay attention to possible document literacy issues among participants. Prepare and pilot any question and answer, survey or other processes to be used during the consultations done in Cold Lake. Orchestrate the activities and set timelines to ensure all is accomplished and there is time set aside for margin of error. Include a specific agenda for the wrap-up that tells everyone what the next steps are, what feedback they will receive personally or where, and how to find out results of the consultation. Take time to provide accurate, simple contact info again at the end so participants can reach us and give further input or pose questions. Make arrangements post-consultation to make good any promises to convey info or materials and any commitments to publishing or sending outcomes info to all or some if meetings are not well attended. Ensure a broad representation of survey distribution. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 44, 15, 16, 17. Do modified consultation, as necessary, where the consultant asks questions and completes the survey for the participant with their approval. Seek input by walking around. Note that requesting the response and confirmation to attend meetings will be the rule, but expect that plans may change and that many will not commit to attending. Additional considerations for research with First Nations and Métis peoples considerations, tribal councils, local band councils, and elders strategies. Tribal councils are cooperatives and hold varying actual and perceived jurisdiction over bands, so it is important to involve them. but they should not be considered the only decision makers regarding community matters. Bands/settlement councils must be approached in addition to tribal councils and the Métis Settlement General Council has political and financial involvement in settlements and must be contacted and a relationship established if possible. Emails, letters, phone calls, visits, whatever works to engage and request permission to proceed and any restrictions to activity MOUs, agreements, announcements to communities are helpful, including documents that can be posted or taken to meetings as evidence of permission to be in the community. Tribal Councils, Métis Central, service providers such as Northern Lakes College, Kiano, KS College can help to determine proper protocols to be followed. Know before you go and be sure to acknowledge and make room for both systems. Bring something practical to the table, i.e. educational videos on the long. Address sustainability and capacity building in practical way from the start. Métis Settlement Central Committee Band Councils and Métis Settlements Administration's agreements with the above determination of local protocols for visitors' existence of tribal justice activity benefits to participants. 45 Appendix 3 Legal Resource Information Sheet Selected Legal and Family Support Services available in Northern Alberta by District 4 McMurray Judicial District. Canadian Mental Health Association Services and Programs, 10011 Franklin Avenue, Suite 302, Fort McMurray. Telephone, 787431053, www.woodbuffalo.cmha.baby.ca. Web link, Center of Hope Homeless Shelter, 1 McLeod Street, Fort McMurray. Telephone, 787433912. Athabasca Tribal Council Education, Health and Training and Employment Services, 9206 McCormick Drive, Fort McMurray. Main telephone reception, area code 780-791-6538-ADC97.org. Services available to residents in all tribal council communities, including Fort Chippewyan and Fort McKay. Unity House Women's Shelter, programs and referrals. Crisis phone, area code 780-743-1190. Business phone, area code 780-743-4691. Email fcs.assist@shaw.ca. Fort McMurray, www.acus.ca. Web link, Passview House Women's Shelter and Programs. Crisis phone, area code 780-677-3323. Business phone, area code 780-697-3329. www.acus.ca. Web link, Native Counseling Legal, Health and Housing Services of Alberta. Fort McMurray, 103-10012 Franklin Avenue, area code 780-743-1888. Fort Chippewa and area code 780-697-3195. www.ncsa.ca. Web link, The Hub Family Resource Center. Number 6, 118 Millennium Drive, area code 780-743-9225 and 10020B Franklin Avenue, area code 780-791-7110. Fort McMurray, St. Paul Judicial District Drive. Margaret Savage Crisis Center Women's Shelter and Programs. Crisis phone, 785943353. Business phone, area code 780-594-5095. Toll free, 1 area code 866-591-0533. Cold Lake, www.acus.ca. Web link, Hope Haven Society Women's Shelter and Programs. Crisis phone, area code 780-623-3100. Business phone, area code 780-623-3100. For toll free, 1-800-667-274-673. www.acus.ca. Web link, Lacklaw Beach Native Counseling Legal, Health and Housing Services of Alberta. Onaville, 510150 Ave, area code 780-826-4483. Blacklaw Beach, 9503 Beaver Hill Road, area code 780-623-9640. www.ncsa.ca. Web link, Métis General Council Community Services. www.msgc.ca. Web link, Elizabeth Métis Settlement Office, Cold Lake, area code 780-594-50-2646. Fishing Lake Métis Settlement Office, Spewano, Area code 780943-2202. www.fishinglacombs.ca Kikino Métis Settlement. Office Kikino. Area code 780623-7868. Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement. Office Coughlin. Area code 780689-2170. Peace River Judicial District Métis General Council Communities. Services. www.msgc.ca Web link East Prairie Métis Settlement. Office High Prairie. Area code 780523-2594. Gift Lake Métis Settlement. Office Gift Lake. Area code 780-767-3794. Paddle Prairie Métis Settlement. Office Paddle Prairie. Area code 780-981-2227. Peavine Métis Settlement. Office High Prairie. Area code 780-523-2557. Native Counseling Legal, Health and Housing Services of Alberta. www.ncsa.ca Web link High Level, 10106 100 Avenue. Area code 780-926-3159. Peace River, Suite 206-10-11102 Avenue. Area code 780-624-4622. Flave Lake, 105201 Street Northeast. Area code 780-849-4914 for Waybiska. Area code 780-891-3818. Safe Home Women's Shelter, Programs, and Referrals. High Level. Crisis Phone. 789,263,899. Business Phone. Area code 780-926-2277. Toll Free. 888-9,260,301. www.acus.ca Web link Crossroads Resource Center Women's Shelter. Fairview. Crisis Phone. Area code 780-835-2120. Business Phone. Area code 780-835-2120. Toll free 1-800-778-352-120. www.acus.ca Web link Peace River Regional Women's Shelter Society Women's Shelter Programs and Referrals. Peace River. Crisis Phone. Area code 780-624-3466. Business Phone. Area code 780-624-3466. Toll free 1-877-620-43466. www.acus.ca Web link Northern Haven Support Society Women's Shelter Programs and Referrals. Slave Lake. Crisis Phone. Area code 780-849-4418. Business Phone. Area code 780-849-4418. Toll free 877-2,144,418. www.acus.ca Web link Big Stone Cremation Women's Emergency Shelter Women's Shelter Programs and Referrals. Waybiska. Crisis Phone. Area code 780-891-3333. Business Phone. Area code 780-891-3905. Toll free 1 area code 877-891-5322. www.acus.ca Web link North Peace Tribal Council Children, Police, and Health Services. 9806 to 98th Street, High Level, area code 780-926-3446. www.nptc.ab.ca 47th Grand Prairie Judicial District Canadian Mental Health Association Services and Programs. 9713 100th Ave. Grand Prairie. Area code 780-814-2349. gpcmha@telus.net. www.grandprairie.cmha.ca Cool Aid Society. Youth Recreational Drop-In Center. 9645 Prairie Road, Grand Prairie. Area code 780-357-8845. Grand Prairie Legal Guidance. 10116 102 Avenue, Grand Prairie. Area code 780-880-0036. Native Counseling Legal, Health and Housing Services of Alberta. 10104 101 Avenue, Grand Prairie. Area code 780-532-9359. www.ncsa.ca Web link Odyssey House. Women's Shelter Programs and Referrals Grand Prairie. Crisis Phone. Area code 780532-672 business phone 785,381,332. www.acus.ca web link Grand Prairie and Area Council on Aging Services and Programs. Number 102, 9905-101 Avenue, Grand Prairie. Area code 780539-6255. Grand Prairie John Howard Society. Number 200, 10135-101 Avenue, Grand Prairie. 785,320,373. JohnHoward.baby.ca web link website sources of legal and social support information Alberta Family Mediation Society. This site contains a number of resources, including finding a mediator by community location. AFMS.ca web link Law Central A link. A link is an online directory and is designed to provide quick and easy access to information on law-related programs and services in Alberta. www.lawatalberta.ca web link Family Law Information Center. This website offers information, resources, handlings related to family law. www.albertacourts.ab.ca web link Parent Link Centers Map. Parent Link Centers are a Government of Alberta family resource, providing supports to parents to help their children develop and arrive at school ready to learn. Parents can access information about community services, obtain referrals, meet other parents and families, and take part in quality learning activities with their children. The map shows which Alberta communities have Parent Link Centers, and their addresses. Notably, all of the Métis settlements have a Parent Link Center. www.parentlinkalberta.ca web link. Family and Community Support Services provide a range of social, legal and health programs. www.child.alberta.ca web link Alberta Council of Women's Shelters. This site provides a listing of women's shelter community locations, publications, events and links. www.acus.ca web link Alberta Police-Based Victims Services Association. This site provides a map of Northern Alberta Police-Based Victims Services Association community locations, with contact information. www.apbsa.com web link 4849